I've prepared for you a message that I plan to give at 11 o'clock.
我为你们大家准备了我准备在11点钟给 Fellowship Bible Church 的信息。
And it has been a series on the rapture of the church.
这个是关于最后
catching away? Catching away of the church?
Catching, 就是到时候耶稣再来的时候把教会接去的时候的信息。
And we spent a couple weeks speaking about why this event is needed.
我们前几个星期在说为什么这个事情会需要被发生。
And although we cannot know the day or hour,
即使我们不知道什么时候或者哪一天它会来到,
today we will look at the approximate time.
今天我们会看大概会在什么时候发生。
Based on events that will happen after the catching up.
基于就是说那些教会被接去以后会发生的事情。
So let us go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先在神面前祷告。
Our great God and Father,
我们伟大的天父,
we thank you, Lord, that you have redeemed us.
我们感谢你, 你拯救了我们。
Through your Son, Jesus Christ.
通过你的主耶稣基督。
That we might be your children.
让我们可以成为你的儿女。
And know that one day we will spend eternity with you.
让我们可以知道有一天我们在永生与你相遇。
Father, we ask that you open our eyes.
天父，我们求你打开我们的眼睛。
That we might be edified from your word.
让我们通过你的话被建造。
And that the name of Jesus would be lifted high.
让主耶稣基督的名能够被高举。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求, Amen.
To give you a couple of references,
给大家几个, 参考的,
for why the catching up is needed,
为什么教会会被接去?
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10,
第一，那个是《帖撒罗尼迦书》第一章九到十节
，tells us for they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you.
这段经文告诉我们，我们见神的时候，我们会得到什么样的 待遇
？And how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
让我们如何从 偶像转到神面前
？To wait for His Son from heaven.
在 等候从天上来的耶稣，神的儿子。
Whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
耶稣基督从死里复活，从让我们从死亡的怒气这被拯救出来。
Also in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章,
we're told, for God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ.
第五章九到十节告诉我们, 神的意思不是要我们接受 死亡的刑罚, 而是让我们通过主耶稣基督得到救恩。
Who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we live together with him.
主耶稣为我们死, 所以让我们可以不管是睡着了还是 清醒的, 我们都可以 与他同在,
God has promised to take those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ and to save him from the wrath that is to come.
神答应他会把那些信靠他的人在他来的时候会拯救他们。
He has given us some examples
他给了我们一些例子
from Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 2.
在 彼得后书第二节第二章有两个例子。
Beginning in verse 4, He has told us how he has saved Noah, a man of righteousness in his day.
从第四节, 他告诉我们他是如何从, 如何拯救了, 挪亚, 从, 一个, 一个义的人拯救了他, 拯救了挪亚。
And how God, waited 100 years for Noah to build the ark.
神等了100年, 等挪亚来, 把这个, 把这个方舟做好。
And in Genesis chapter 7, it says that when the ark was complete,
在创世纪第七章, 他说那个方舟造好的时候,
and the animals were inside with Noah and his family,
当, 挪亚和他的家人和那些动物都到了方舟里面去的时候,
in verse 11 of chapter 7, it says that God closed them in.
第十一节说, 当他们进去了以后,
And then he brought the flood on the earth. Also in 2 Peter chapter 2,
还是彼得后书第二章,
it speaks of Lot and the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
讲到,
And how their sins had heaped up to the fullness.
讲到罗德, 他的故事就是那两个城市, 那个一个哥摩亚, 一个是,
God's. How God sent his angels into the city.
神把他的, 天使降到城市去,
And taking Lot and his family by their hands, pulled them out of the city.
神用他的手把罗德, 和他们的家人带到城外去,
before he brought destruction on those cities.
然后他就把, 然后他就把, 就灾降到这两个城市上。
And it tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2,
彼得后书第二节还说, 第二章还说,
that God knows how to save the godly out of trials.
神懂得如何把信靠他的属神的人从, 从困难中拯救出来。
So with the scripture references,
所以通过这些圣经上的话,
showing that God saves those who are his from the coming wrath,
我们看到神把那些属于他的人从那个将要来的审判拯救过来, 拯救出来。
And the examples given in 2 Peter,
彼得后书给我们的例子,
of how he saved Noah and Lot before his judgment.
让我们看到他是如何把挪亚和罗德, 在他的审判以前把这两个人拯救出来。
The question is, when will the rapture come? When will the catching up come?
问题是说, 这个时候什么会来到呢?
Romans chapter 11, if you turn there with me. Romans chapter 11. And verse 25.
第五节,
it tells us, For I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren.
We're
uninformed of this mystery. So that you will not be wise in your own estimation. That a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
这奥秘就是以色列人当中有一部分是硬心的, 直到外族人的全数满了。
So there is a time when the fullness of the Gentiles will come in.
所以, 外族人的全数都满了,是那个时候会来到的。
That is this age of grace that we are living in, the church age.
这个现在我们处在的这段时候是叫做, 神给我们教会的恩典的时候,
and during this time, Israel has been given a hardening in part.
在这段时候中, 就说, 以色列人当中有一部分是硬心的,
but there will come a day when God will turn his attention back to Israel.
但是有一天会来临, 神会把他的眼睛转回到以色列人身上,
to complete his agenda that he gave to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and David.
神会完成他当初给亚伯拉罕, 雅各和大卫的许诺,
and to the Old Testament prophets.
对旧约的先知说,
one such reference that I would like to bring your attention to today is found in Daniel chapter 9.
旧约圣但以理书第9章24到27节。
In Daniel chapter 9, God sent his angel Gabriel to Daniel.
但以理书神把他的天使加比列降到潜到给但以理,
to give him his plan for Daniel's people, that is the Jewish people, and his holy city, that is Jerusalem.
向但以理说神对以色列人的心意和旨意。
If you look with me beginning in verse 24, of Daniel 9.
但以理书第9章24节。
We are told in Daniel 9:24 that God sent his angel Gabriel to him in a vision.
加比列神差遣加比列去跟但以理在一个异象里面跟但以理说话。
And he has told him 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end to sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
24节说，为你的同胞和你的圣城已经定了70个期，要结束过犯，终止罪恶，遮盖罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并且高抹至圣所。
Each of these 70 weeks is a 7-year period.
这每一个七个星期是
7-year period.
是七年。
So a total of 490 years is decreed by God through his angel Gabriel for Israel.
所以神说一共是490年神是说以色列人。
So at the end of the time of the Gentiles, there is still part of this time period left.
所以在外邦人结束的时候还有一段时间。
There are 6 things in this verse that God said that he would accomplish.
在这一段话里面神说有六件事情他要做。
So what else in this prophecy can tell us where we are on this map? Look with me in verse 25.
请你们看25节。
So you are to know and discern that from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, there will be 7 sevens and 62 weeks. It will be built again with plaza and moat, even in times of distress.
Verse 25.
There is an expression that says hindsight is 20/20 vision.
这个有一句话说，就是说过去发生的事情都是可以看得清清楚楚，已经发生过去的事情都是看得清清楚楚的。
So in other words, looking back, it is very clear to see what maybe we cannot see looking forward. When we see in verse 25 that Jerusalem will be restored and rebuilt,
正我们回头来看, 耶路撒冷会被重新建造起来,
in Daniel's day, it had already been destroyed.
在但以理, 书被写的时候, 但以理的时候, 耶路撒冷已经被, 摧毁了。
But from our perspective, the second temple was rebuilt.
但是从我们今天来看, 第二个圣殿已经被重新建造了。
And Nehemiah chapter 7 is the decree in which to rebuild it that started this calendar.
在, Nehemiah 书,
7. Nehemiah 7.
Nehemiah 7. Okay. 第七章说, 第七章说, 那个圣殿还会重新再建造起来。
Yes. So from the issuing of the decree given by King Artaxerxes,
从那个, is the king of Persia?
Yes.
Yes. 从那个, 从那个波斯王, 给命令说重新建造圣殿的那一天, 那个时候开始,
the time began of the 77s.
那个时候就开始七十个七,
according to verse 25.
按照25, 这个但以理书, 这个25节跟我们告诉我们的。
And it tells us, from the issuing of the decree to the restoring and rebuilding of Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, there will be seven weeks and 62 weeks.
就像但以理跟我们说的, 就是, 从受膏者的时候必有七个七, 又有62个七, 耶路撒冷和广场的壕沟都被重建起来。
Using the Jewish calendar, and if I had time to go into detail on the dates,
用就是说用犹太人的这个日历, 如果我仔细的来跟大家解释的话,
you would find from the year 445 BC,
你会看到在公元前445年,
until the Messiah, Jesus Christ,
到, 耶稣基督来的时候,
rode into Jerusalem and was rejected as Messiah,
当耶稣基督, 进到, 耶路撒冷, 但是被, 被众人拒绝的时候,
was 483 years.
刚好是483年。
So the 70 decree, years decree in verse 24 that was issued by the angel Gabriel,
所以在这个但以理说的这个, 70个七的这个, 这个预言这里,
was done and accomplished the day that Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem and was rejected.
所以这个但以理的这个意象和预言就是在耶稣基督, 进入耶路撒冷被拒绝的那个时候, 被, 被实现了。
Verse 26 tells us this will happen. It says, then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
二但以理这第九章二十六节跟我们说, 这个会发生, 因为他说, 62个七以后, 受膏者必被剪除, 一无所有, 那将要来的领袖的人民, 必毁灭这城和圣所, 结局必向洪水而来。
There was a breaking, a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week of this prophecy.
这有一段距离就是在这个, 69个星期跟70个星期, 这个, 预言, 这中间有一个, 有一段时间。
There was one 7-year period remaining.
有一个七年的, 时间还剩着。
We know, using hindsight, looking back,
我们知道因为我们现在回头看这些发生的事情,
that there was a break in this time period.
就是在这两段时间中间有一个断接口。
Because it tells us this in verse 26.
这个是在26节跟我们说了的。
It says, then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing, and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
这26节跟我们说, 62个七以后, 受膏者必被剪除, 一无所有。
We know, looking back in history, that this happened in the year AD 70 under Titus and the Romans.
我们从现在往回看的时候，我们知道这个是公元
70，AD 70。
这是公元70年发生的，就是在那个罗马政府统治的时候。
This is a matter of history and record that Titus destroyed this in AD 70.
这是一个记载在历史上的一个发生的一件事情。
So the time between Jesus' death, which was about AD 33, and AD 70, when Titus came in, we know that that calendar of 70 years had to at least be broken for that much time.
所以我们知道就是从耶稣被被钉十字架的时候是公元33年到这个罗马的这个王叫 Titus。
AD 70,
对，他在公元70年把这个圣殿摧毁了，这有一段这个时间。
We also know that there is a time that has not yet started the seventh week.
我们也知道这还有一个时间还没有开始，就是把这个第七个星期开始的。
Because it says in verse 27 that and he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of that week he will put a stop to sacrifices and grain offerings, and on the wing of the abominations will come one who makes desolation.
因为他说一期之内他必和许多人树立盟坚立盟约。一期之半，他必使献祭和供物终止，他必在殿里设立那使地荒凉可憎的像。
So the covenant that will be made in verse 27 is between the prince that is to come, according to verse 26.
所以那个所以在那个
The covenant that is to be made.
所以那个将要来的那个约。
It is between the prince, as described in verse 26. And the Jewish people.
Okay, 是那个约的话呢，是在那个将要来的王子，就是耶稣和以色列人。
We also know, according to verse 27, that the Jewish people will have a third temple, for it tells us that he will put a stop to the sacrifice and grain offerings.
我们也从二十七章可以知道，以色列人他们会有第三个圣殿，因为他说他会。必使他们的献祭和供物终止。
So from Daniel's prophecy,
所以从但以理的预言我们看到。
What can we understand about where we are today in connection with Jesus coming back for his church?
我们可以如何来理解，就是说我们现在所在的时间跟耶稣再来的时候是的关系是如何？
I would say that, in part, there are at least 10 signs that we can be looking for. Now, Scripture says that nobody will know the day and hour.
所以这个带有十个就记号，我们可以来观看。虽然说圣经上跟我们说那个时候来临是谁也不知道的。
But we can look for what is going to happen be after the catching up happens.
但是我们可以往前看，往前看就是看到当教会被接去的时候会发生的一些事情。
What is God's plan?
神的计划是什么？
We already saw in Romans 11:25.
我们已经从罗马书十一章二十五节看到。
That Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of Gentiles has come in.
那就是以色列人已经有一部分心硬，一直到外邦人的人数满了。
We also saw in Daniel chapter 9 that God still has a plan for Israel.
我们也从但以理书看到神对以色列人还有一个计划。
One week that is left to accomplish the six things as described in Daniel 9:24.
一个星期还剩要把那个
six things.
要把神还有那六件事情神要在以色列人身上完成的事情。
So what are some of the signs that will happen and are they close today?
所以将来的这些记号是什么?
I believe that at least ten of the things, are the rise of the old Roman Empire.
所以我相信有十件事情。 第一个是就是旧罗马帝国的重启。
Because he of the people who destroyed Jerusalem and its sanctuary.
因为他是那摧毁了以色列人的那个圣殿的。
That is the prince to come.
就是那将要来的王子。
As described in Daniel chapter 9 verse 26.
就是但以理书第9章26节的那个王子。
The man will rise out of that empire, which is the Roman Empire.
那个王子要从罗马的帝国起来。
Also in Daniel chapter 2, God gave Daniel an interpretation of the king's dream.
在但以理书第2章，God gave Daniel interpretation of the king's dream. King, okay. 神向但以理解释那个国王所做的梦的意义。
The king had a dream and he wanted an interpretation.
那个国王做了一个梦，然后他希望人向他解释这个梦。
So he called all his magistrates, his wise men, his magicians. He called them all together.
他把他的各种各样的测试和术士都叫来。
And he told them he had a dream, but he would not tell them what that dream was.
他告诉他们他做了一个梦，但是他不告诉他梦到了什么。Instead,
he said, "I want you to tell me what the dream was and the interpretation."
他要他们告诉他自己做了梦是什么，而且向他解释那个梦的意义。And
the wise men said, "Who could do this? For no one knows but the gods."
那些谋士他们说，谁能做到这一点呢？只有神可以。
And the king threatened to put them to death if they could not do this for him.
那个国王就威胁要把他们处死，如果他们做不到这一点的话。
And during this time, this king, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon,
在这段时间就是这个国王,
had been king of all of the world.
他是巴比伦的王。
His
dominion,
oh, sorry.
Okay, 他当时是 就是他的当时的这个国王是很大，几乎是包括整个世界，当时的世界。
God had elevated him above all other kingdoms, and the Babylonian kingdom had conquered all other kingdoms, including the Jewish kingdom, and he had brought from Jerusalem many young Jews who were very smart and very high in position in the Jewish community.
神把这个国王升高，让他真的是他的巴比伦的这个。 这个帝国高于所有世界上别的国，而且甚至连以色列的国也被他打败。他从以色列的国带了很多聪明的年轻人到他的王宫里去学习。Among
them was a man named Daniel.
他们当中有一个以色列人，就是但以理。Daniel
had risen up in the Babylonian Empire.
但以理在巴比伦的帝国上也上升，地位提高。And
he was one who would be put to death.
他也是其中一个会被处死的。So
Daniel and his friends asked for time to pray and seek their God.
但以理就求国王给他们时间，让他们可以去向神祷告。And
God gave Daniel the interpretation. If you look with me in Daniel chapter 2, verse 31.
神就给但以理了解释，如果你翻到但以理第2章第1节，是但以理书第2章31节到33节。It says,
"You, O King, were looking, and behold, there was a single great statue, the statue which was large and the extraordinary splendor was standing in front of you." And it had its appearance as was awesome. The head of that statue was made of gold, its breast and arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, and its legs of iron, and feet partially of iron and partially of clay.
王啊，你正在观看，看见有一座大像，那像甚高，非常光耀，竖立在你面前，相貌十分可怕。 这像的头是纯金的，胸膛和手臂是银的，腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是铁和泥混杂的。
So Daniel interpreted the king's dream of what the king saw, and then Daniel gave the interpretation, beginning in verse 36.
所以但以理讲出了国王的梦，然后他解释了这个梦的意思。在36节。
He says, this was the dream. Now we will tell its interpretation before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings, to whom God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory. And whenever the sons of men dwell, wherever the sons of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, or the birds of the sky, he has given them into your hands and has caused you to rule over them. You are the head of gold.
36节，这就是那梦。现在我们要在王面前解释那梦的意思。王啊，你是万王之王，天上的神已经把国度、权柄、能力和尊荣都赐给你，也把散居在各处的世人、田野的走兽和空中的飞鸟都交在你的手里，使你管理这一切。你就是那金头。
Says in verse 39 that there'll be a kingdom that comes after him. His kingdom was the kingdom of the head of gold on a statue.
在39节说，在他以后还会有一个国，因为巴比伦王是那个金头。
It says, after him there will arise another kingdom inferior to you, then a third kingdom of bronze, which will rule over the earth.
在你以后另一国将兴起，不及于你，后有第三国，那国是铜的，要统治全地。
So the image that the king saw in his dream.
所以那个国王所在梦里看到的那个像
had a head of gold, arms and chest of silver.
有金的头，那个手臂和胸是银的。
A belly and thighs of bronze.
那个肚子和腿是铜的。
Legs of iron.
刚才是那腰和腹是铜的，腿是铁的。
And feet.Of iron mixed with clay.
脚是铁和泥混杂的。
The first was the head of gold, which was the king Nebuchadnezzar's king of Babylon.
第一个金头是那个巴比伦的国王。
The second great nation that would rule over the world was the Persians and the Medes.
第二个国兴起的就是那个波斯国。
They were described as the shoulder and arms of silver.
他们就是那银做的胸和手，胸膛和手臂。
After them came the kingdom of Greece under Alexander.
第三个国是那个亚历山大的国，就是那个腹和腰是铜的那个国。
They were described as the torso and the thighs of bronze.
就是那个腰和腹是铜的国，它是那亚历山大希腊的帝国。
And then after them, there was another kingdom that came that wiped out the Greeks, and that was the Romans.
然后在那以后来了兴起一个国，那就是罗马帝国，那就是把前面的国都击败了。
In verse 40, it says, then there was a fourth kingdom.As strong as iron, and as much as iron crushes and shatters all things, so like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all these in pieces.
就像第四节说的，还有第四国坚强如铁，因为铁能击碎，能够砸碎，击破万物。铁怎样压碎一切，那国也要照样压碎一切。
The Babylonians were destroyed by the Medes and Persians.
巴比伦被波斯帝国打败了。
The Medes and Persians were destroyed by the Greeks.
波斯帝国被希腊帝国打败了。
The Greeks were destroyed by the Romans.
希腊帝国被罗马帝国打败了。
The Romans were never destroyed.
罗马帝国从来没有被打败。
Rome fell apart, but it was never destroyed. And Rome, according to prophecy, will come back.
罗马帝国分裂了，但是没有被击败，而且站着圣经的预言说，罗马帝国还会再回来。
Look in verse 41.
请看第四十一节。
In that you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, it will be a divided kingdom, but it will have in it the toughness of iron, inasmuch as you saw the iron mixed with common clay.
请看四十一节，正如你看见那像的脚和脚趾是窑匠的泥和铁混杂的，那国也必分裂。正如你看见铁和陶泥混合在一起，那国也必有铁的坚硬。
Also in verse 42, as the toes and the feet were partly iron and partly of pottery, so some of the kingdom will be strong and part of it brittle. And in that you saw the iron mixed with common clay that will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, even as iron does not combine with pottery.
42节，那些脚趾和铁和泥混杂的，那国也必是部分坚强，部分脆弱。你怎样看见铁和窑泥混合在一起，那国的人也必和列国的人通婚混杂，却不能彼此联合，正如铁和泥不能混杂一样。
This is a kingdom that will come back.
这是一个将要回来的帝国。
But will not be under one authority in unity.
但是却不能却不能联合在一起服从一个权势下面。
As it says, some will be strong and some will be weak within the body of the Roman Empire.
就像这里说的有一些坚强，有一些却脆弱在一个帝国里面。
It says they will follow after the one man, after the man's seed, but they will not adhere to one another.
他说他们会他们会跟随一个人，但是他们却不会联合在一起。
I would tell you that the European Union today, under the Lisbon Treaty,
我想跟你说，今天的那个欧洲的联盟
is the stage being set for the revised Roman Empire.
就是今天的欧洲的联盟，就是。对将来的罗马帝国的准备，将来罗马帝国要回来的准备。
That is just one sign.
这只是一个记号。
That the Lord's return will be soon.
就是那耶稣再来的时候快了的记号。
And because I am out of time, I will not go through anymore.
因为我没有时间了，所以我就讲到这里。
But let me list for you some of the things that you can think about.That you can consider whether the Lord's return is soon.
让我可以跟你列一下，就是你可以自己去思想一下，一些事情是不是告诉我们神要来的日子近了。
There will be the building of the third temple on the Jewish Temple Mount.
那个以色列的第三个圣殿要被重建。
There will be an increased isolation of Israel from the rest of the world.
以色列会继续不断的更是更多的向更多的从世界被分裂出来。
There will be two attempts by the Muslim Arabs and the non-Muslim Arabs to destroy Israel at the beginning of the seven-year period.
会有两次就是阿拉伯人要思想着把以色列摧毁。
There will be the one who rises, the Antichrist, who will give a covenant with Israel.
Okay. 以色列人会会跟他周围的人签合约。
There will be a one world monetary system.
这会有一个全国性的金融的系统。
There will be a one world religion.
一个全世界性的的信仰。
There will be a one world ruler who will rise, who will have the solutions to the world's problems.
会有一个全世界性的一个统治者会给所有世界上的问题一些的解决方式。
There will be the region of the East, which is China, which will grow in great power and wealth.
就是东方的国会。会越来越强大，越来越富有。
There will be severe food shortages and famines.
会有很 强烈的灾荒和饥荒。
There will be an increase of wickedness among men on the earth.
世上的人会越来越邪恶。
There will be an increase in earthquakes in intensity and frequency.
世上的地震会越来越频繁，也会越来越激烈。
When you look at all of these signs,
当你看所有的这些记号的时候,
they must be affecting the whole world and not just parts of the world.
这些记号应该是影响整个世界，而不是只是影响世界的某一个部分。
But these things will happen
但是这些事情会发生,
after the church is taken out.
在教会被接去的时候，这些事情会在教会被接去以后发生。
For it says in 1 Thessalonians 1:10,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第十节,
that after turning to God, that we wait for His Son from heaven, not for all of these signs, but for His Son from heaven, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
就是当我们转向神的时候，我们等候神的儿子从天上降来，把我们从将要来的怒气拯救出去。
As all of these signs begin to develop,
当这些记号慢慢地呈现出来的时候,
the phrase comes to mind, if Christmas is coming, then Thanksgiving is closer.
有一句话到我心里来，就是说，如果圣诞节要来的时候，那感恩节就更近了。
So if we begin to see the forming of all of these signs, the groundwork being laid for them,
当我们看到这些记号慢慢在呈现出来，他们的基础也正在现在被打下。
Then Scripture says to look up, for your redemption draws nigh.
那个圣经上告诉我们说，往上看，神的拯救马上就要来临了。
I do not have time to go through any more, but I hope that you will think about the signs, and as a result, be expecting the Lord's return.
我没有时间再继续讲，但是我希望你有花些时间来想一想这些记号，去等候神的到来。
Maybe not today.
也许不是今天而来，今天不来。Maybe not
next week or next month.
也许他不是下个星期或者下个月来。But
soon.
但是他会很快就来了。The
Lord will return.
很快神他就会，耶稣就会再来了。Let's
close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。Father
our God in heaven.
我们在天上的父。We
thank you that you are so merciful to us. That your love and your grace and your mercy has redeemed us to save us from the wrath to come. That instead we would be brought home to heaven with you. We thank you for your loving mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求, amen.